Okay, we were up to Chelek Aleph Perek Sheni, B'Tachlis HaBriya. Sif Aleph. Hine HaTachlis BaBriya Haya LaHeitiv Mituvo Yisbarach Shemo Lezulato. This over here is a given. This is an axiom of the Ramchal. Where does it come from? So in the previous Perek, when he spoke about Hashem Baruch Hu, he spoke about the fact that we have tenets of Emuna. And these tenets of Emuna in Perek Beis, in the previous paragraph, pointed out, Tvarim Elu Yidanum B'Kabbalah Min Ha'avos U'Min Hanavim V'Yisigu Kol Yisrael B'Mamad Har Sinai V'Amdu Ala Mitatam B'Biruor. This is our Masoret. Rei Anochi Nasem Lefnechem Hayom HaChayim V'Hatov. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be a Meitiv. That Rav Dessler in Michta Meliyahu in Chelek Aleph in his Kuntros HaChesed points out Koach HaNesina Hu Koach Elyon Mimidot HaYotzer HaKol Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is part of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Merachem, Hu Meitiv, Hu Notein Belila Kabel Shum Devar Tmura. He is the ultimate giver, and as such HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give. Giving means to be Meitiv. And this is a tachlis of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol wants to fulfill himself and his koach hanasina. V'hinei tireh ki hu levado yisbarach shemo hashleimut ha'amiti. This we point out in the previous parak. Hamishulal mikol chesronat. There's a certain perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein shleimut acher kamohu klal. And then, as a parenthetical statement, nimsa shekol shleimut sheyidumeh. When we speak about something being shaleim, when we speak about something in this world, in the Olam Hasi of being Shalem, hine einenu shleimut amiti. By its nature, all of this world is constantly decaying. There's no shleimut in this world. Ella, everything in this world is created. Everything is dependent. Ella yikare shleimut. We just use the phrase to speak about the fact that we have a whole role. It's not a whole role. The erech el inyan chaser mimenu, relative to half a roll, we have a whole roll. Avo shleimut behechleit eino elo shleimuto yitbarach shemo. True shleimut is only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaleim, A, and he wants to be meitiv, B, then we add one and two, and we come out that he wants to be meitiv bishleimut. He wants to give the ultimate tov. Al kein behiyot chefzo yitbarach shemo lehitiv zulato. Lo yaspik lo bihiyoto meitiv ktsat tov. That's not the nature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is shalem. He's not a ktsat. He doesn't give half a roll. He has to give everything. Elo bihiyoto meitiv tachlit hatov shevshar abrim sheyikablo. Ubihiyoto hu levado yitbarach shemo hatov ha'amiti. Lo yistapek chefzo hatov elo bihiyoto mahane lezulato batov ha'hu atzmo shehu bo yitbarach shemo mitzad atzmo hu hatov ha'shalem ha'amiti. Here we have a paradox. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tov is Shalem. Only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu do we have this concept of Shlemus. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a created object Tov if that created object can't reach Dargos of Shlemus? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the ultimate Shlemus, which means giving from himself, to that which cannot deal with such Shlemus? Such Shlemus is an impossibility within this world. Hine, as he points out, mitzad acher, from the perspective of the receiver, hatov hazeh, i'evsher sheyitzav yimatzei elo bo. This is something which is unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu give that which can't be received? Al kein, here we have, again, in the language of Torah Sanigla, the language of Torah Sanista, we call it Tzimtzum, the language of Torah Sanigla, al kein gozra chachmaso shemitziyu tahatovo ha'amiti tazot, Yihiyeh b'mash yitain makom labruim l'chshiyisdabku bo yitbarach shemo. There's no way of giving over shleimut of tov to a nivra, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is allow the nivra to participate, to link into him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shleimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tov. Let the nivra link into that shleimus and tov, and that is the highest level of tov that can be granted to any nivra. Bo'oto shiur shefshar lehem shiyisdabku. Again, you require a klei kibbol. You know, is it every receiver would be different, but to the degree that receiver can link into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that would be the means of giving the gift of the ultimate tov. ואז נמצא שמה שמצד עצמם אי אפשר שיתארו בשלמותו יתברך שמו. So even though one can't speak about this concept of Shleimus HaTov in our terminology, we can't speak about it as something that we can relate to, as something that we can receive from a Kadosh Baruch Hu per se. However, if we don't view it as receiving, but rather as linking in, hinei mitzad hizdabkutam bo yagia lahem bo to shiur sheefshar latayer b'shlimutahu b'itzad hiziotam mistabkim bo yitbarach shemo. In that way, we can participate in the ultimate tov, yimatzu nehenin b'tov ha'amiti tahi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created a mechanism for being meitiv, ultimate tov, namely by allowing the Nivra to link into him to the degree which is possible. Nimtza. And therefore, to summarize, Heyot kavanato yitbarach shemo bebriya shebara levro mi shiyeh neheneh betuvo yitbarach shemo boto haderach shefshar shiyeh nebo. Namely, all of creation, all of the universe was created in order to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meitiv to a certain Nivra, and that Nivra was created with the ability to link back into HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive that Tov. Ulam, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give this Tov in an arbitrary manner. Gazra chachmaso sheliyot HaTov shalem ra'ui shiyeh ha'nehen ebo ba'al HaTov ha'hu. In other words, that he wanted the individual, in other words, the Baal means that he wants this Tov to be acquired. He wants it to be earned. He wants it to be meaningful. When you're a Baal of something, then you have to make a Maisa Kinyan. Perush Mishi Yikne HaTov Ba'atzmo. That the initiative of the Maisa Kinyan has to come from the perspective of the Nivra. The Nivra has to want that Tov, and has to go through certain motions, in other words, build a certain framework that would allow him, that would enable him to earn that tov. Lo mishi yitlav elo hatov derech mikra. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't. Tov is not a lottery. Kadosh Baruch Hu picks out numbers, plays bingo, and okay, you'll get the tov. You'll get the tov. It's something that the person has to relate to in a meaningful manner. But Tiresh is the Nikra Ksat Hiddamut, because HaKadosh, in other words, this is what it means to be a Tselem Elohim, to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is Mimikra. Everything is built in to that which is meaningful and earned. Hishir She'ev Sharosh Shleimuto Yitbarach Shemo. So in this manner, the Nivra also is bringing about the Shleimut. Ki hinei hu yitbarach shemo shalem ba'atzmo lo b'mikra. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no mikra. We're dealing with something which is intrinsic. So the person, by earning the tov, makes that tov intrinsic to him. He is coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have over here two things happening simultaneously. The person is becoming more godlike, and then he can link in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the, in order to receive the tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him for being more godlike. Lo b'mikra, ela mitzad amitat inyano muchrach bo hashleimut. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, everything, the shleimut is intrinsic. U'meshulalim mimenu hachesronot behechreyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no faults, has no limitations, has no minuses. Ulam ze yev sheshimatze bezulato. In other words, nothing which is nivra can reach the shleimut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheye amituto muchrachat lo hashleimut. In other words, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tov is built in, the Shleimut is built in, the lack of Chesronot is built in. By no Nivra is that the situation. However, to begin to go in that direction, to be similar to a degree, that one can do. His Damos Lezeb Miktsas Sharach Tzarach Shalafachot Hu Hakona HaShleimut Shein Amitat Inyano Machriach Lo. That a person will try to be godlike. He'll try to reach a level of shleimut. He'll try to push away the chesronot, shiu efshariyim bo, again, to the degree which is possible. And therefore, just to conclude the paragraph, al kein gozar v'sider, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, built into this world, Yibaru Inyane Shleimut V'Inyane Chisara, that there has to be, if we're going to be, if we want to be a Baal HaTov, we have to earn the Tov. In order to be able to earn the Tov, it means that we have to make choices. We have to choose to be Shalem. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a world in which there are Shleimut and Chesronot, puts this Birya in that can choose, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Metiv to that Birya for his making the right choices. Tibare Birya Sheyebo Hev Sharut L'Shnein Anim B'Shaveh. He can choose Shleimut, he can choose Chisaron. Hine Enochim Noten Lefnechem HaChayim V'Hamavet, HaTov V'Hara. U'Bacharta B'Chayim. When a person chooses the Shleimut, when he chooses the Tov, then Yutnula Birya Emtzaim Ayam Tikne La'atzmat HaShleimut V'Tadir Meno Chesronot. This Baal Bechira will have the ability to link into Shleimut and to push away Chesronot. As Yikarei Shenitameh B'ma Sheyeh Efshar La Lebora. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate receiver. He got as close as he could, so he is Isha Elokim. He is as close as possible to God. Tiyeh Ru'uyeh Lo Lidavik Bo. And then Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to link into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be part of that ultimate Tov, Lehanot B'Tuvo, is the result of his choices. Okay, Bli Neder will continue with Sif Gimel tomorrow.